Our reading for today is from Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, starting in verse 1. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said to him, "To you I will give all this authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. The Hebrew writer said that Jesus was tempted in the same ways that we are. In 1 John chapter 2, John reveals that there's three basic categories of sin. And if you take those three categories, which are the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride in possessions or pride in life, then they line up with this temptation of Jesus that we read about here in Luke chapter 4. I think we can also recognize that this is not the only time Jesus must have faced any sort of a temptation. At this point, he's 30 years old, and we would assume that at some point he has faced temptation, for it does say there at the end of this portion that we read that the devil left waiting for an opportune time, which implies that there would be a time in which Satan would come back to tempt Jesus again at some other point. But here in the temptation of Jesus, you hear the devil appealing to him or tempting him in ways that don't seem that far-fetched. You know, you haven't eaten for 40 days, so you have the power, so make food for yourself. You would think, okay, that would be reasonable. But Jesus didn't find it reasonable, and he quotes scripture to Satan in order to defend himself from that temptation. Now, maybe the second one doesn't seem quite as reasonable, the idea of getting the authority and the glory over the nations, the way that the devil presents them to him. For that was not Jesus's mission, you know, to become a ruler on earth. But it would have avoided a lot of the things that Jesus was going to face that wouldn't be enjoyable to go through, not the least of which was the crucifixion. So there's your at least part of your temptation that Satan is presenting him with, but he does not accept this either. And on the last one, he tempts him to put God to the test, you know, use the angels to protect him and take care of him. And of course, he doesn't fall prey to this as well. Again, using scripture to defend himself, then Satan leaves. And we should be defending ourselves from temptation in the same way. James says to resist the devil and he'll flee from you. One of the ways that we resist temptation is to do exactly what Jesus did, that is to guard yourself with the word, to protect yourself with that which God has equipped you with. Understand that one of the primary ways that Satan attacks is to use deceit. And he will take deceit and clothe it in as much truth as he can so that it's not readily apparent that it's deceit. It's not readily apparent that it's a lie. And so it's easy to fall into those things if you are not prepared with the truth so that you can see the falsehood. Because Satan is always going to put as much truth in there as he can with just enough lie to make it a lie. You know, just as we go back to the temptation of Eve, when Satan told her, "You will not surely die," he just added one little word. Used the words of God, but added one little word. And so then she began to think about it. And that's when the temptation really started for her, and then she gave in to it. And he does the same thing with us. It looks good until we investigate a little farther, but if we don't know the truth, then we can't recognize the lie. And if we can't recognize the lie, then we cannot recognize the temptation and thus the sin in giving in to that temptation. We need to realize that Jesus is equipped with the truth, and that's what allowed him to see through what Satan was doing and thus protect himself. And so this is included within the Gospels for us to learn from so that we can do likewise. We can follow the teachings of Jesus and be his disciples. You and I, we need the knowledge that God offers. We need the courage to resist Satan and to continue to obey God, even when it means that it might make the path more difficult. We're not being called to choose the path of least resistance. We're being called to choose the right path, the path of righteousness. Something we can think about today is the things that are around me that tempt me. What approaches are Satan using to convince me to give in to that? Where's the lie in it? Where's the problem in it? Where's the sin? And if we can recognize those things, then we can bolster ourselves to resist that temptation and be strong in the Lord and remain faithful unto Him. And so then we can pray, "Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." We can pray a righteous prayer that's always seeking to do right rather than justifying doing wrong. These are some things for us to think about today as we start off another week. And I would ask that you continue to think about how you can defend yourself. And I ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.